for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am confident with the leadership and the backing of the American people, President Obama will turn this country around. We believe in America. We believe that our best days are ahead of us. President, excuse me, President Romney, President Romney. President Romney will turn this around, and he will bring about the kind of fiscal discipline that the American people deserve.
You can almost hear new dad now. Even some of Mitt Romney's biggest supporters can't tell the difference between him and President Obama. As Senator McCain talking about Mitt Romney's winning the election, then referring to him as President Obama. You get it? The GOP race for the presidency is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Yet again, a big day because of, in terms of at least the GOP race, the presidential sweepstakes moving to New Hampshire. Here's host Justin Loomis, not waiting for the next wave of ads. He already thinks Romney is a career politician, no different than the present guy who's there in the White House.
Newt Gingrich decides, I'm going to go on the offensive. I don't have anything to lose at this point. And I thought he did a very good job of it in just 54 seconds.
Can we drop a little bit of the pious baloney? The fact is, you ran in 94 and lost. That's why you weren't serving the Senate with Rick Santorum. The fact is, you had a very bad reelection rating. You dropped out of office. You had been out of state for something like 200 days preparing to run for president. You didn't have this interlude of citizenship while you thought about what to do. You were running for president while you were governor. You were going all over the country. You were out of state consistently. You then promptly re-entered politics. You happened to lose to McCain, as you had lost to Kennedy. Now you're back running. You've been running consistently for years and years and years. So this idea that suddenly citizenship showed up in your mind, just level with the American people. You've been running for at least since the 1990s.
Thank you. Somebody has finally said it in a debate. What we've said on radio for months. This guy's been running for president of the United States for 5 years. 5 years. You can't tell me he's not a career politician. You run for office for 5 years. I'm sorry, but you're no longer an outsider. And I'm not saying we need to be looking just for outsiders like Herman Cain. Herman Cain, for me, was a joke, and here's why. Because you have to know how the game is played in Washington, and Herman Cain didn't. Yes, Mitt Romney knows how the game is played in Washington. The only problem is, he'll play ball. He's not going to be the umpire. He's actually going to be hitting and pitching. That's the scary part. At least you have to know how the game is played in order to be able to officiate it. Mitt Romney actually wants to be one of the players. That's the scary part. But Newt Gingrich, when he said, let's drop the Pius Act, that is the attack that has to be waged on Mitt Romney because the guy is a joke. There's not a single bit of light between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. I don't care what you want to say, there's no difference between the two of them. Not for me, anyway. Maybe for you there is. Maybe you're a Romney supporter. This meme that somehow Romney is the most electable, there's no difference between he and Obama. You say, well, that sounds a little bit out there. Sort of hyperbole. Oh, is that so? Well, let's ask the 2008 nominee, John McCain, what he thinks of Mitt Romney. Here he was speaking at a campaign event in New Hampshire just the other day.
I am confident with the leadership and the backing of the American people, President Obama will turn this country around. We believe in America. We believe that our best days are ahead of us. President Romney will turn this around.
This is a penguin. The dude's the penguin. Can't tell me he's not. Holy smoke. I'm sorry, I gotta play this again. Listen, he doesn't even catch it. He's not losing his mind. Jeez. Again, John McCain.
I am confident with the leadership and the backing of the American people, President Obama will turn this country around. We believe in America. We believe that our best days are ahead of us. President Romney will turn this around.
Need we say any more about the glorious Mitt Romney? Yeah, I don't think so.
Presidential race is where we are. We continue in a moment.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast and healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the healing seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with the New Hampshire primary. MSNBC's Chris Jensen talked to Glenn Kessler from the Washington Post about fact-checking the candidate's most recent statements.
One of the ads I complained about got four Pinocchios from the Washington Post. Now, to get four Pinocchios in a 30-second ad means there's virtually nothing accurate in 30 seconds.
I'm joined now by Glenn Kessler. He writes the Fact Checker blog for the Washington Post. And I was thinking about you when I heard that, getting a little shout out from Newt Gingrich there. How did you rule on that Super PAC ad?
Yes, he's right. I did give it four Pinocchios. He has every right to be upset about some of the things that were in that ad. Though I don't think it's quite accurate. When he said virtually nothing that was accurate in it, there were a number of things in there that we didn't look at that were simply, they were accurate, but there were things in there that were absolutely not true. Certainly.
So he gets a couple Pinocchios for his interpretation of your four Pinocchios.
anyone who cites Pinocchio on national television, gets
okay
a gold
you.
Star from me.
Let me play something from Ron Paul, who was asked about those controversial newsletters.
It's been explained many times, and there were things written 20 years ago approximately that I did not write. So concentrating on something that was written 20 years ago that I didn't write, is diverting the attention from most of the important issues.
And your ruling is?
Well, this is three Pinocchios. Ooh. We looked into this. He has never really given a satisfactory answer about how that language got into those newsletters that he published under his name for months and months and months. I mean, you can understand one article or two articles here and there, but it was a consistent pattern, And, you know, he's just, and he passed up another opportunity there to give an explanation.
Defies common sense, in other words.
Right, exactly.
Rick Perry took on Ron Paul over earmarks. Let me play that one.
Here's what frustrates me, is that you go get the earmarks and then you vote against the bill. Now, I don't know what they call that in other places, but Congressman Paul in Texas, we call that hypocrisy.
Ooh, you're ruling.
Well, he's entirely correct about that. And in fact, we gave Ron Paul three Pinocchios for his kind of strange way of requesting the earmarks and then voting against the bill and saying why I don't believe in earmarks. I mean, it's like trying to have your cake and eat it, too.
So Rick Perry gets no Pinocchios.
Yeah, he gets a Geppetto checkmark.
Mitt Romney, let's talk about him. He was critical. Anytime you can get Geppetto in there, too, I think it's a good day. He was critical of President Obama's handling of the economy yet again. Let me play that clip.
We created more jobs in Massachusetts than Barack Obama's created in the entire country.
Boy, if you listen to that, it's impressive.
Yeah, and it's one of those apples and oranges things that's kind of meaningless. First of all, it's bad enough to say a president creates jobs, to talk about a governor creating jobs when you're so subject to the whims of the economy is a bit strange. And then here, Romney's comparing 3 years of Obama to 4 years of Romney in Massachusetts. 3 years of Romney, he created like 3,000 jobs, maybe. So it's nothing to brag about.
So just one Pinocchio, but nevertheless, not a Geppetto.
Yeah, that's right. It's anytime some guy talks about job creation, just turn off the TV.
David Brody from the Christian Broadcast Network talked to Newt Gingrich about his goals for New Hampshire, and then what happens after that.
What's a realistic expectation? What's going through your mind in terms of what you'd like to do here?
Well, I think we have two goals here. One is to do respectably enough, recognizing that all the votes are split and we're not spending any resources here. And the other is to define Romney increasingly as a Massachusetts moderate who called himself a progressive just a few years ago, and to begin to set the stage for the showdown in South Carolina between a Reagan conservative and a Massachusetts moderate. And I think we've had a great 5 days or 6 days so far. We came in very, very late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning, and have been campaigning nonstop ever since. And I can't tell you what percent we'll get because Huntsman have been here forever. Ron Paul is running for re-election, running for the third or fourth time. But I think that we will do well enough to be serious. And I think that at least what we're seeing right now is that Romney's starting to decay. Mm-hmm. That could be very, very exciting.
You mentioned a showdown in South Carolina. Talk to me about the parameters of how you see that going, because this is clearly, up here in New Hampshire, it's more of a home game for Romney. Down there, it's different.
Look, this is Romney's third best state after Utah and Massachusetts. So he doesn't do really well here. And remember that after 5 years of campaigning and $20 million, he got 25% of Iowa. So three out of four Iowans said no. Now he's here in the back door to where he was governor. The latest poll showed him at 35. I think if he's under 40 in one of his three strongest states, he has a big problem about trying to communicate why he should be the nominee. When we get to South Carolina, and we've been splitting the votes up among a whole bunch of conservatives, as you know. When we get to South Carolina, I think it'll be increasingly clear that there's a fundamental choice. You have somebody from Georgia who is a solid conservative, and you have somebody from Massachusetts who's a solid moderate. And I think that's what it'll come down to. Perry will probably still be there. Ron Paul is going to be in his own world doing what he does. And Santorum has had a good run. We'll see over the course of the next 2 weeks to what degree between Perry, Santorum, and me, how that shakes out.
Up next, more reaction and opinion on today's New Hampshire primary on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know that this program is aimed at trying to keep a lid on what talk radio and talk television are talking about. And certainly the GOP presidential race is what many of us are spending a lot of time talking about on the radio. On Fox, Martha McCallum talked to Tom Pawlenty about the recent series of attacks leveled at Mitt Romney.
What did you think about that moment when Newt looked at him and said he was full of pious baloney?
Well, look, Speaker Gingrich has spent the most of his life in Washington, D.C. Mitt Romney has been in the private sector for most of his life, and right now we need the private sector and this economy to grow. And that's just one of the big differences in the campaign. It's a fair contrast. But for Newt Gingrich to say that Mitt Romney somehow spent his whole life or wanted to spend his whole life in government or politics, that's just not accurate. It's not an accurate statement.
You know, talk to me a little bit about this Bain Capital argument, but it is very clear they're going to come at his relationship and his work at Bain Capital with a very full force. Do you think that that is the way for them to go, or is that dangerous territory?
Well, it's an old issue. And first of all, it's the Democrats' issue. It's the issue that Barack Obama comes out after Mitt on. But the Democrats have brought this out for years. And for Newt or other Republicans to be attacking private enterprise in this way, I think is really just embracing the Democrats' message. And it's unfortunately not what Republicans should be doing. And on the merits of it, on the record of it, if you look at Mitt Romney's record at Bain Capital when he led it, the results are a net increase in jobs added, not decrease.
Yeah.
And so that record is one of job growth, not of one of job total job reduction.
You know, I want to play a little bit of this for you in just a second, but, you know, I just want everyone to remember that the huge barrage of super PAC money that came after Newt Gingrich in Iowa is part of what has fueled this, you know, return hit that is coming from a super PAC that backs Gingrich down in South Carolina. Now, here's just about 12 seconds of what this is going to look like. I want to get your reaction to it, Governor. Let's play that.
Mitt Romney became CEO of Bain Capital the day the company was formed. His mission? To reap massive rewards for himself and his investors.
Mitt Romney, them guys, they don't care who I am.
What do you think?
Martha, I grew up in a meatpacking town. My dad was a truck driver for much of his life. My mom died when I was young. I understand what job loss and job uncertainty looks like up close for my family. And we need more people in government who understand the private sector. And Mitt Romney's company, Bain Capital, invested in companies and tried to grow them. And some of what they did is take over troubled companies. Some of them made it, some of them didn't. But on the whole, the companies that Bain Capital invested in grew jobs. And Mitt Romney stands in contrast to most of these other candidates who spent their whole life in government, their whole life in politics. And when you want to ask and answer the question, how do you grow jobs in this country? You don't go ask the people in Washington, D.C. Most of them have never had a private sector job or run a private sector business.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney has done that, and that's why he can lead the country forward best.
Host Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft talking to former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu about Newt Gingrich and the return of his negativism.
Newt Gingrich, you had some experience, and I know your former boss, our former president, George Herbert Walker Bush, has endorsed Mitt Romney as well. But your experience with Newt when he was Speaker of the House back in the day, and what you think of his approach now in New Hampshire, the characterizing himself as a Reagan conservative against a Massachusetts moderate.
Look, the last time we bought a bill of goods about somebody saying they were a Georgia conservative, we ended up with Jimmy Carter.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the rhetoric is fine. Wow. You are not a gentleman, sir, Mr. Sununu.
Look, Newt Gingrich's problem is that all of a sudden the new Newt is gone and he's back to the old Newt, which is why his colleagues threw him out as Speaker. This is a guy who is very self-centered, and you asked about the experience I had with him. When we did the budget agreement, he was very much a part of the negotiating team. He approved the budget agreement. He told the president he would support it, and then 12 hours later, he decided it was in his own interest to oppose it, and he opposed it. As Al Simpson says, he basically lied to the president of the United States, and that's not, in my opinion, a very good entry on your resume.
Well, and it seems like Newt may be kind of withering under the weight of...
The technical term is losing his mind.
More from New Hampshire on the countdown in a moment.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Kenneth Stead, 2nd Infantry Division.
I don't know what has caused this, but this hat, you wear this hat and you be out there and walk the streets and some people will come up to you and say, thank you for your service. I mean, I've been told this, I don't know how many times just since I've been here. And we were eating in a restaurant yesterday, and people got up from their table as they were leaving, come over, we thanked us for our service. I've never seen that before. I don't know, again, if it's because of the Afghan war or what's going on, you know, in the world today. It's nice. It's a nice feeling having come up there and tell you that.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Review for Tuesday, the 10th of January. Welcome back in. Let's go back to New Hampshire. Actually, talking about New Hampshire, we go down to our affiliate in Wilmington, WDEL. Our host, Peter MacArthur, talks to Sagar Meghany from the Associated Press about the latest attacks on Mr. Romney and what happens after the New Hampshire primary.
What's the latest from there? Obviously, Mitt Romney is a target.
Yeah, he came into here with such a commanding lead as the former governor next door, as a guy who wants a vacation home here, and it would seem for the most part that the rest of the rivals are playing here for second place. They know they're not going to catch Romney here, or at least it seems very unlikely, but they do have to keep in mind that South Carolina is coming up in less than 2 weeks. You have Florida at the end of the month. Those are really going to be the make or break ones, so they can't afford to just concede here to Romney and not go after him at the same time. So as we saw in the debate here yesterday morning, the attacks, especially from Newt Gingrich, were very pointed on Romney, but they're also going after each other again and try to jockey for a strong second place showing here heading to South Carolina.
So how are candidates spending this final 24 hours? What's the game plan from what you know?
You know, they're spending it all over the place. The candidates each have a whole bunch of events. They've got classic old school town halls in actually what are town hall buildings. John Huntsman has a whole list of bakeries he's going to be appearing in. They're basically crisscrossing the state with a heavy focus here in the south where Manchester is. That's where you've got such a big chunk of the populace. But it's the last full day before voters start going to the polls tomorrow to make that case against Mitt Romney, to try to convince those who don't necessarily support Romney that they're the one to go after. So it's a very full day of campaigning right up until very late tonight when Newt Gingrich is going to host a watch party for the college football national championship game.
And it's an interesting state, New Hampshire. No sales tax, no income tax. And when you listen to people asking questions in candidates' forums, sometimes they don't go to what Joe and Joan Q. Public and a lot of the rest of the country are concerned about, jobs and more things like cronyism and things along those lines did. So there are some unique circumstances that come with a New Hampshire primary.
Right. Just like in Iowa, these are two states that have seen their unemployment rate go far below the national average. So the economy and unemployment haven't necessarily been at the tops of voters' minds here, and that's been a concern elsewhere in the country, that these two populaces maybe don't necessarily represent the rest of the country and how they want to gauge a candidate. But, you know, we've heard questions about immigration. We've heard questions about heating oil and subsidies here in the cold Northeast. Questions on a whole bunch of topics that don't necessarily, as you said, perhaps play to what the main concern for so many people around the country is. So it's been interesting where you go, you know, a half hour, 45 minutes into an event here until you get a question on the economy. And the same thing really held true in the debate here Saturday night, where there were questions about gay rights, questions about marriage, questions about Iran before you got anywhere near joblessness. So it may be a little bit hard for people around the country to wade through a lot of those other issues to get down to the core of what they're really interested in going forward.
Hosts Jack Harris, Ted Webb, and Corey Dillon talking to Jamin Salderham, author of Qualified, about how the Republican candidates are measuring up.
How do you see these guys stacking up? How does Romney look against, say, Rick Santorum or Ron Paul, for that matter?
Well, the Republican field actually stacks up pretty well, especially compared to Barack Obama's qualifications in 2008. A majority of the Republican candidates are qualified for the presidency. Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, John Huntsman are each more qualified than Obama was. And actually, Rick Santorum comes in a little bit below what I call the qualified threshold. He certainly has great legislative experience and some other experiences, but he's not quite up there with the others.
I was just going to say, why should we trust your evaluations and rankings? I mean, you know, with all due respect.
Well, I took a very nonpartisan, objective approach to presidential history and these current rankings. What I did is I went back and read about 70 biographies on presidents, categorized their qualifications going mm-hmm. into the presidency, and then compared how they did versus how qualified they were. And it turns out the more qualified you are, the better president you'll become. And that's to be expected. That's exactly what happens in every professional job. You try to hire the most qualified people, knowing they'll have a better chance of being successful.
By your standards, who would have been the best president in the past?
Well, the most qualified president would have been one of the Adamses. George Washington was up there, too. Thomas Jefferson. All the great presidents that we hear about all the time all had really great qualifications as well. And so that's one reason Americans should be thinking about who's the most qualified candidate out there. Because generally, the more qualified you are, the better performance you'll have in office.
What are your nebulous qualifications? Because I'm looking at George Washington had the same qualifications as Dwight Eisenhower. He was a general.
Sure, they definitely had the same qualifications in that category. What I did was I'm an attorney, and I started with the Constitution because that outlines the presidential job responsibilities.
Right.
Legislative experience, executive experience, military experience, and foreign experience are all the big four that go into the president's job responsibilities.
Okay, enough on the GOP race. Iran front and center next on the countdown. And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bakey with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Yep, let's turn our attention to Iran on the countdown. From CNN, Ashley Banfield talks to correspondent Ivan Watson about a new report from the International Atomic Energy Agency about Iran's nuclear progress.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has actually confirmed to you, Ivan, that Iran is in fact enriching uranium. What have you found out?
That's right. Ashley, this is a statement coming from the spokesman for the International Atomic Energy Agency, Gil Tudor, and he just sent me an email saying that the IAEA can confirm, quote, that Iran has started the production of uranium enriched up to 20% at some of its centrifuges at the Fordo fuel enrichment plant. It goes on to say that all nuclear material in the facility remains under the agency's containment and surveillance. Now, this comes after Iranian newspapers reported over the weekend, announced that it would begin uranium enrichment at this facility, which is believed to be buried in the mountains in a military facility near the Iranian holy city of Qom, and just coming roughly at the same time that Iran announced that it would be willing to conduct negotiations about its very controversial nuclear program with P5 plus one countries, Western countries, Europe, the U.S. as well. The last round of talks between Iran and these governments last year, which was held here in Istanbul, ended in dismal failure. So Iran sending contradictory messages right now, again, about its very controversial uranium enrichment program.
But Ivan, my suspicion here, exactly what you were just saying, is that this is not going to be something that's difficult to spin for the Iranians, because they've been saying all along that even this second site that's been enriching uranium with its centrifuges has been all for cancer purposes and for medical research. So this won't be a difficult thing for them to swallow, this news.
No, and that's right. And this has been a crux of the dispute, really, where Tehran has always insisted that it is conducting uranium enrichment for peaceful civilian needs. It says this plant, it would be used for treating cancer patients, hundreds of thousands of them. And the issue is that Western governments are very suspicious because Iran has hidden some of these uranium enrichment facilities in the past and fear very much that Iran is trying to build some kind of a nuclear weapon, charges that Iran has consistently denied.
Radio host Joe Galuski here with military analyst Colonel Cedric Layton. They talk about the possibility of Israel getting ready to do something about Iran.
So what are we doing when the Israeli military come up? What's this all about?
Well, Austere Challenge is basically an exercise designed to test our missile defense systems, and it's designed to make sure that the Israelis can protect themselves and, if necessary, get our help in a timely fashion in case the Iranians or anybody else decides to attack Israel using missiles, using usually medium or long-range missiles.
When's this going on?
Well, they don't know yet exactly. At least it's not been publicly released. They do know. But it's going to happen probably in the next few weeks, and it's designed to showcase our abilities to work with each other, especially in the missile defense realm. But it also means, working intelligence together. It means working communications together. All of those different areas that really require a great deal of thought, coordination, where things could go wrong, might go wrong. Better do them in an exercise if you don't want to do them for the real thing. And that's really what it's boiling down to for the military. And then from a diplomatic standpoint, the basic idea is to send a message to Iran that we are willing to protect Israel.
So this is the right time and the right place, considering we've got some issues with Iran specifically right about now. Good time to be doing this kind of drill?
Basically as good a time as any. I mean, there is never a nice time where you're not going to get a reaction out of the Iranians. So this goes in line with our idea of freedom of navigation when it comes to the Strait of Hormuz. It goes in line with our idea of freedom navigation through the air. And it's basically designed to say, okay, Iran, whatever you're planning to do, we have the ability to go in and, protect Israel, protect other nations, for example, Saudi Arabia, and other allies in the Middle East from anything that you might try to do. And that's the message that we're trying to send to the Iranians.
How do you think they will react to this?
Well, I think they'll probably have their very standard line in their media and in their propaganda arm that will basically say the Israelis and the Americans are ganging up against the Iranians, and that it's a major provocation, and they'll may even break off any talks that might be going on in the nuclear area. But it sends a message, and no matter what they do publicly, it becomes very important in this in the diplomatic world and in the military world to send messages of strength to these people, because that's really the only thing that they understand, and sometimes they even misread those cues. So
they say their nuclear program is a peaceful one. You believe them?
Not at all. I've been watching this since the late 90s, early 2000s, and I can tell you that, based on what I have seen, there's a concerted effort that is going on in Iran that is designed to bring about a weaponized nuclear weapon. In other words, a nuclear weapon that can actually hit targets and cause nuclear damage. They are doing it for a variety of reasons, most importantly, to have a bargaining chip and to be seen as a major regional power. And that is something that we really can't let them do, because it would then kowtow to a regime that that is not going into the Middle East with a peaceful agenda. And that's a very, very important area that we have to be very careful with.
Here's another radio host named Bob Murray, who has Senator Mark Kirk from Illinois on his program. They talk about Iran and the fact that they have just sentenced a captured American to death. They've accused him of spying for the CIA.
Iran is sentencing an American citizen to death over charges of spying. What's your reaction to this information just being released?
Very serious problems, obviously, for the family involved and for the United States. My hope is that this goes like a previous Iranian arrest, where they deliver a devastating verdict, but eventually let him go.
Is it a powder keg, the Iranian situation, overall?
It is. And remember, the Iranians have just said that they will move to close the Straits of Hormuz. While that will cause gas prices temporarily to go up, the United States Navy would take care of the Iranian Navy pretty quickly. It also would hurt the Iranians more than us, because their economy is already under stress. They have terrible problems with sanctions. Their currency is dropping in value. If they close the Straits of Hormuz, they would then eliminate their own income source.
Do you believe that we should go into Iran? Some are saying that the president may do that.
No, I don't think we should take a military action against Iran unless they attack us. But if they did something like try to close the Straits of Hormuz, then obviously, yes, the U.S. Navy should reopen it for the sake of the not just the U.S. economy, but the world economy. And right now, speaking as a reserve military officer, while the Iranians could cause us quite a bit of problems in the early hours of an operation, their Navy is no match for ours once we got rolling.
You heard Senator Kirk mention rising gas prices. That's next up here on The Countdown.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA Silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Something very close to your well-being is the cost of gasoline going up again. Host Joel Riley with Tom Closa from Oil Price Information Service. Closa thinks we're in for a roller coaster at the pumps this year.
Tom, I see headlines all over the place the last couple of weeks. Things like it's going to be a bipolar year for gas prices in this country. Worst year ever for gas prices. We know last year was a record setter. What do you think's coming this year?
I think worst year ever in terms of highest prices ever, but I don't think worst year ever in terms of average price.
Okay.
And bipolar will be the word here. I think we'll get a very, very violent spring. But I also think that prices in 2011 were fairly excessive, and we can't take another year like that.
So when you say fairly violent in the spring, walk me through that. What do you see coming?
Well, there's a lot of things in the spring that sort of conspire to send prices higher. Now, you're going to have the saber rattling with Iran, the anniversary of the second Arab Spring. And you've got the transition from very cheap to make winter grades of gasoline to tougher to make summer grades. And this is all happening with a couple of U.S. refineries that have closed in the Northeast. So I see a spike probably in the March 15th to May 15th time frame. But then I think ultimately we can't keep paying $1.4 or $1.5 billion a day for gasoline. And it's actually going to be a product which is going to be quite plentiful once you get through this sort of transition phase. So last year, I think prices held up a little bit higher than they might ordinarily be because we were exporting a lot to Central and South America. This year, there's some more huge refining capacity coming on in the second half of the year. So I think this year will be front-end loaded and second-quarter loaded.
Okay, so when we talk about that, is there any chance, like last election, 2008, where we saw prices go on the skid, clear down to below $2 by the time the election hit? Is there any chance we'll see that?
There's a chance of that. If Europe falls and if there's recession that spreads from across a couple of continents, you can see sharply lower prices. I mean, crude oil can be very profitable at prices substantially lower than they are right now, and most of this is about crude. But I would say in general, I think that you may see prices go up above $4 in the spring, but you may see most of the prices go below $3 in the last 125 days of the year.
Host Ray Dunaway here with Jerry Taylor from the Cato Institute. They talk about the driving forces behind the cost of driving.
What's happening here? Because I'm looking at Europe. They're on the edge of a recession. China's backed off, I think, a little bit. So what's driving this price increase?
Well, demand is down in some parts of the world, but continues to stay strong in others. The developing world continues to develop. China's economic growth is going strong. And investments in production, which would allow supply to keep up with demand, are taking a bit of time because the oil sector globally takes 10 years to get a new well developed, and a lot of the most promising areas are under control of governments, which aren't all that wild about allowing new development.
So these are what you would call, I guess, natural areas, protected areas. I mean, for example, I think it's in Nevada, 97% of the property there is under the auspices of the federal government. California's like 30-something percent. So, I mean, there are a lot of places where you just can't get in and get it. Right?
Well, that's certainly true in the United States, but the fundamental problems are deeper because most of the new supply the globe could tap isn't in the United States. It's in the Persian Gulf. It's in Russia. It's in offshore areas in other parts of the world. And in these countries where governments are in control of the state oil industry and of all this land, OPEC industries aren't investing very much in upstream production. The uncertainty in Russia and the economic problems in Russia have kept the industry from expanding anywhere near as much as they'd like in Siberia and elsewhere. So it's not as if the world is running out of crude oil, but the world seems to be short of governments where that crude oil happens to exist, governments that are happy to see that crude oil explored and developed for the economy.
Well, okay, Jerry, let me ask you a question. And they're pretty, I would guess then, that OPEC, which controls an appreciable amount of the world's oil, I would guess that they're happy. They don't really care if the price goes up. They're still making money, and they'll have more to sell down the road, or what?
Well, some OPEC countries feel that way. Some don't quite share that opinion. Countries which have a great deal of crude oil into the long future, like Saudi Arabia, are hesitant to let crude oil prices get too high because they realize that at some point countries will begin substituting away from crude for something else, like using biofuels or electric batteries or something like
that. Which right now are not really economically feasible, but down the road.
Right, but they're a threat to the industry in the long haul if oil prices get too high. And that's why we often hear that Saudi Arabia is working to keep a lid on crude oil prices. It's not because they love the United States and have a special relationship with us. It's in their long-term interest to nip in the bud any potential competitor to oil in the transportation sector. Other OPEC countries like Iran and other countries, or Venezuela, which have lower levels of crude oil supply in the reserve. These are the countries that really don't care about the long-term price of crude because their crude's not going to last all that long, at least compared to Saudi Arabia. So they're usually the price hawks. They're the ones who are happy to zero price as far as high as possible.
Would you like to know more about some of the issues that we've talked about here in this hour of the Countdown? Check it out. There is complete information at the Talk Radio Countdown Show section of DougStephan.com.